Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. I'm expecting Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell to join me this afternoon, but I think traffic has slowed them down a bit. So right now, it's just I, and Don Goldberg is off this week. But we do have with us a special guest. Her name is Miley Coombs, and welcome to the Wilner Window, Miley.
Hi, Arnie. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, and the reason we have Miley, is it Coombs or Combs?
Combs.
Combs. Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
The reason we have Miley on the show is she happens to be the research manager for the Esther C. Company, and she's been there quite a while, been there about 9 years. She has extensive expertise in quality assurance and quality control, and she's involved in research and development for the Esther C. Company. She manages clinical trials. And she was a summa cum laude graduate of Northern Arizona University. That's in Flagstaff, Arizona, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was through Flagstaff last, I think in June. And nice town, and I saw the signs for Northern Arizona University. That's how come I remember.
You didn't get to see the campus?
No.
Oh, it's a beautiful campus.
I should have.
Beautiful area up there.
Oh, yeah, next time.
Okay.
That whole Northern Arizona area is nice.
It really is. In winter, it's not that great. It gets pretty cold up there, but most times of the year, it's very, very nice.
Oh, yeah, especially in like when I was there in June. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we want to start talking about Esther C. Esther C's been around for, I don't know how many years, probably at least 20 years or
20
so.
20 years, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Esther C is obviously a form of vitamin C that's different from the vitamin C that's traditional, which is ascorbic acid.
Right.
What is Esther C exactly?
Well, Esther C is actually the calcium salt of ascorbic acid, so it's a neutral form, calcium ascorbate dihydrate, and it's made with a water-based process, so there's no chemical solvents or anything involved in that, no residues. As well, vitamin C metabolites are also generated during our proprietary process that we use to make Esther C. And those metabolites are what lends the other differences to the product besides it being gentler on the stomach because it's a neutral salt of ascorbic acid.
Okay, so these metabolites, do they help make the Esther C more absorbable or better utilized? What's the real importance of the metabolites?
Well, what we found through in vitro studies is that calcium ascorbate increasing doses linearly increases the vitamin C in cells. So how that plays out in human studies is that it actually accumulates and is retained longer in the white blood cells.
Okay, so ester C will stay in the white blood cells longer than traditional ascorbic acid?
Yes.
Okay, and, well, what's the significance of having the vitamin C in the white blood cells?
Well, as you know, white blood cells, vitamin C levels are directly correlated with immune cell function. And the actual, for instance, the chemotaxis or the movement, the physical movement of the white blood cells to a location where infection needs to be fought, phagocytosis, where some of the white blood cells will actually engulf foreign invaders, bacteria, viruses, things like that. And there are several studies showing that white blood cell levels of vitamin C actually, as those increase, this activity in the immune system increases. We also have a study on ester C in colds showing that it does lessen the severity of cold symptoms and also shorten the duration of the symptoms in colds. So that's where we've kind of seen it as an end result of a clinical outcome for ester C. As you know, the immune system is so important, especially now that we're coming up on cold and flu season, and people really need to keep those immune systems as full of vitamin C as they can to keep them as strong as they can to be ready to fight whatever comes their way this season.
Absolutely. So one of the other things I could see ester C playing a role in is not just, obviously, the colds are the base here, but
right.
You know, you go higher up and there's all sorts of things where the immune system is involved.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And unfortunately, we haven't done a ton of human studies looking at some of these other areas where you're seeing vitamin C so important in cardiovascular health, and also
even in things like cancer, for example.
Right, right. Cancer. I know there's a lot of work going on with, especially intravenous cancer studies, which gets you a higher plasma level, higher cellular, higher tissue levels. And we haven't looked at ester C yet there, but that is coming down the pike because if you can get higher levels orally into your cells, then it would make sense that ester C perhaps could be another alternative to those intravenous treatments, if we can get the levels up high enough.
Sure.
Because of the metabolites. vitamin C levels in tissues have been correlated with age.
Mm-hmm.
It declines with age because they... as people age, their vitamin C stores, for whatever reasons, decline. I'm not sure if it's because of absorption issues or because there's more oxidation going on, and perhaps it's using up more vitamin C. If you look at some of the studies in exercise, people that highly trained athletes that are undergoing high intensity exercise, their vitamin C levels will be lowered, and sometimes they're more susceptible to infections because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Even abdominal obesity has been correlated with vitamin C levels. There was a study in Britain of over 19,000 people, and their size of their waist was, it was the waist to hip circumference was correlated with ascorbic acid levels. Ascorbic acid levels were lower the higher the ratio, showing that that's another area where your body is under stress and is using more vitamin C to combat that stress. And so there are so many areas that we can see where vitamin C plays a role. And the ester C company is actually investing in some more clinical studies so we can see exactly what this means. What does it mean when we have higher tissue levels of ester C? How is that going to play out clinically?
Mm-hmm. All right, very interesting. I'd like to see the results of that myself. Okay, and we'd like to welcome to our show none other than our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, I'm glad to have made it. The tunnels were crowded.
Yes, so traffic one, Podell zero, it looks like.
Okay. I made it.
Okay. Miley, say hello to Dr. Richard Podell.
Hello, Dr. Podell. How are you today?
Hi, good to talk to you.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Miley about how ester C helps avoid the acidity that normal ester C does, vitamin C does when it's taken orally. Okay, and you can begin calling in with some questions. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Miley Combs, and we'll all be back after these messages.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good. Hi, this is Don Goldberg. We've been selling Flex Now joint formula for just over 6 months now. People ask me, Don, does this stuff really work? Well, here's one way I can answer that question. A few weeks ago, something happened that I've never seen before. The people from Flex Now came by the store and they gave me a printed list of the people who have taken advantage of Flex Now's complete relief or complete refund guarantee. I was amazed. No company has ever volunteered that type of information before. There were 25 names on the list. I didn't ask for it. They just felt it was the right thing to do to give it to me. Well, we have sold about 1,000 packages of Flex Now during that time. So over 95% of the people who bought Flex Now during that period were satisfied with the results, or at least not sufficiently dissatisfied to return it. That's pretty impressive. If you have joint pain, maybe you should try Flex Now. It's unique in that it contains natural shea oil extract, rich in powerful inflammation fighters. Flex Now, available at Wilner Chemists. Complete relief or a complete refund. At 2.5%, I'd say the odds are in your favor.
Doctor's Best has some great news. Tryptophan is back. But not just any tryptophan. They use TryptoPure from Ajinomoto, the world's foremost producer of pharmaceutical-grade amino acids. If you've been waiting for a tryptophan supplement you can trust, Doctor's Best has the product for you. This tryptophan surpasses all testing criteria established by the U.S., Japanese, and European pharmacopoeia standards. It's additive-free, solvent-free, 100% fermented, and GMP-certified. Doctor's Best L-Tryptophan is available in 500 milligram veggie caps, suitable for vegetarians. And for a limited time, Best L-Tryptophan veggie caps is on sale at Wilner Chemist at one-half price. How's that for a great deal? The list price, $44.99 for 90 veggie caps, but at half price, that's only $22.49. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition, because you deserve it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest today, Miley Combs. And we're talking about ester C. And Miley, tell us, why is ester C easier on the stomach than traditional ascorbic acid?
Well, because it's a neutralized form of ascorbic acid, it has a pH around 7, and it's a calcium ascorbate dihydrate, which is already neutralized, so it's not going to alter the pH of the stomach at all.
Okay. they've always said that, you know, you can take vitamin C, traditional ascorbic acid, in increasing dosages, and you know you've taken a little too much when it causes diarrhea.
Right, right.
So theoretically or actually, the amount you would be able to take of ester C, would that at a certain point also cause diarrhea?
Well, you know, we did not have that experience in our clinical study. We looked at 25 people, two groups of 25 people, so a total of 50 people, and they did a crossover study with 1,000 milligrams, and they actually were had less gastrointestinal disturbances when they took ester C over ascorbic acid. They rated it as tolerated very well on the ester C side.
Okay, as far as, though, vitamin C loading, let's call it, with...
Right, you can titrate to a higher level with
okay.
ester C, basically.
Okay, so that's good for those folks who, for one reason or another, want to raise their vitamin C levels above the, 3, 4, 5 grams a day.
Right, right, and we're actually starting a study, should start recruiting next month to actually look at dose escalation so that we actually have some data to support that. Right now we have up to 1,000 milligrams, but we're going to go higher than that. So,
okay, very good. All right, we have Bella calling from her car somewhere on Long Island. Hello, Bella.
Yes.
Hi, have a question for us.
Yes, I do. I'm taking a trip to Europe, and my friend just got back, and she came back with a terrible cough and cold from the recycled air on the plane.
Right.
A doctor told her she should take up to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C about a week or two before to build up her immune system. Is that true?
Absolutely. I would definitely recommend that, as well as trying to get plenty of rest and staying hydrated on that dry plane.
Okay.
And ester C is going to be much easier to tolerate if you're going to be taking 1,000 milligrams a day, too.
Okay. What is the highest you should take of vitamin C?
Well, you know, I can't really recommend a dosage. You should talk to your physician about that. I personally take about 2,000 milligrams a day as an ester C supplement. So that's along with the vitamin C I'm getting in my diet and some of the other supplements that I take.
Yes. That's what I take, a multivitamin, and I get vitamin C, but I would try the SD vitamin C and take that to add to it.
Well, good. And have fun on your trip.
Thank you.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Bella. Okay. That's an interesting question when people ask how much vitamin C you can take, because, you know, you said you take 2,000 milligrams a day. I take 2,000 milligrams a day plus what I get in my multi and, you know, my diet.
Right.
And I found it does very, very well for me. Okay, our phone number in the Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. I'm sorry, I interrupted you, Miley.
Well, I was going to say it depends so much on so many things that an individual is going through, that their bodies are physically going through, some emotional stress they might have in their lives. Do they smoke? What kind of diet do they eat? It's just so hard to say this is how much you should take unless you're a physician actually looking at the individual and what their status may be. So.
Okay. I forgot to mention early on, Miley is here under the auspices of American Health. And American Health, which is a part of the main company, is NBTY. And they have recently purchased the Ester C company.
Right.
So Ester C is going to be in the near future an exclusively available under American Health and some of the other companies under the NBTY umbrella.
Right. Right. Actually, Solgar and American Health will be the only Ester C brands available in the health food channel, which makes it really nice because you don't have, it's not so confusing. There aren't so many different brands, different additives to the product. We have with and without bioflavonoids and things like that. But I think it's really going to focus it down. make it easier for the consumer to make their choice.
You know, as many people, myself included, have kind of thought about vitamin C as a bit old hat because we've known about its usefulness as forever. But I just went online to the National Library of Medicine, and some recent studies that I was not aware of, one using vitamin C in a double-blind study prevented urinary tract infection in women who were pregnant. Another one was this vitamin C in people who had broken their wrist. And after people break a wrist, they have a fair chance of getting a prolonged, what they call regional pain syndrome after the bone is healed. They may still get long-lasting pain. And this happened about 10% of the time when they took placebo, but only about 2% of the time when they were given vitamin C.
Wow.
So there's some very interesting work that's being done kind of under the radar, showing that vitamin C in doses higher than the RDA seem to be quite helpful.
Quite helpful indeed. And there's another study, I believe a Cochrane review that came out a couple of years ago, showing that it actually prevents pneumonia as well. And you know, that's back looking at the immune health aspects of vitamin C. But there really is a ton of research going on vitamin C, and I don't think people are aware. You know, we have the RDA, which is based on just your basic research, and I think it's 90 milligrams a day or something like that. Various if you're smoking or what some other physical status that you may have. But there's a lot of research going on, even up to 8 grams a day, showing benefits in various other health benefits. It really is amazing that we have research that's going back to the 1800s, and here we are today still trying to find out what other benefits we might get from the higher doses.
Yeah, well, I think it's really just a matter of time. I think, you know, obviously years ago, Linus Pauling started the whole thing off. You know, he was advocating back in, I think it was the early 70s, you know, even 10 grams a day and even more than that, you know. So I think it's, you know, it's about time that people are doing these types of studies.
And I think part of the problem over these past so many years too is that you don't find two studies that were conducted alike. They change so many things that it's really hard to set the RDA higher because there just isn't enough evidence for a higher dosage because there's been so much variability, and I hope that things get standardized a little bit so that we can, you know, really tell people how much vitamin C they need.
Yeah. All right, time for another quick break, including a check on traffic. 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back after these messages.
Here's some good news. Wilner Chemist now carries the Super Nutrition line of vitamin supplements. Super Nutrition is a family-owned company with 30 years' reputation for quality, safety, and efficacy. Their supplements are formulated using orthomolecular potencies balanced to provide maximum energy and enhanced well-being. Each Super Nutrition formula gives your body more of what it needs, more calcium and vitamin D for stronger bones, more B vitamins to provide energy and combat stress, more antioxidants to boost immunity, and more folic acid for a healthy heart. Whatever your lifestyle, whatever your needs, there's a Super Nutrition multivitamin just for you. There's the high-potency Simply One Women and Simply One Men. For energy, there's Women's Blend and Men's Blend. And for anti-aging, choose the Super Blend or OptiPack. For multivitamins that give you more, Super Nutrition, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Super Nutrition multivitamins, 30 years of guaranteed value.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
Eastbound side of the Belt Parkway at Springfield Boulevard, there's an accident. At least one lane's closed off and traffic is slow. Westbound delays, Farmers Boulevard out to Erskine Street. Then over the Mill Basin Drawbridge and again into the Verrazano Bridge. And very, very soon, we're going to start to have dignitaries coming in for the General Assembly over at Kennedy Airport, as well as some frozen zones and closures as well. So definitely anticipate delays for yourself. Cross Bronx Expressway delays eastbound side at the Deegan. Then on the westbound side, delays from the Deegan right on in towards the George Washington Bridge. Speaking of, upwards of a one-hour delay from 8095 Express Lanes, about a 45-minute delay from the local lanes, Route 4 and 46. Lincoln Tunnel, a 40-minute delay into Manhattan. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you an hour back to Jersey. That is going to tie you up about 10 minutes. This report sponsored by Advil. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works. Advil, the every pain reliever. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Tom and Ted here. Today's topic, achy joints.
Right you are, Tom, which means we're talking about joint health supplements.
It's all about the cartilage, baby.
Don't call me baby. Three things that can help make joints happy are glucosamine, MSM, and ASU.
Glucosamine is a building block of cartilage, Ted. Mm-hmm. OptiMSM is the premier brand of MSM, and ASU is a new potent ingredient that helps protect against joint tissue breakdown.
Ooh, somebody's done their homework. What's it all add up to, Tom?
That would be Avoca ASU, Ted. That's A-V-O-C-A ASU, a new joint supplement with all three key ingredients from Nutramax Laboratories.
And Avoca ASU, Ted. Tablets are made from all non-animal ingredients. That means no shellfish.
All natural.
That's what makes them different.
Avoca ASU, available at natural food stores nationwide. Online at avoca-asu.com or call 1-800-925-5187.
At this point, we know how important supplementation with CoQ10 can be. We also know that many options are available to enhance the bioavailability of CoQ10. Perhaps the most potent and best utilized form of CoQ10 is ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is the reduced or active form of CoQ10, the form which is directly used in human metabolism as a lipid-soluble antioxidant. While standard CoQ10 ubiquinone supplements can be activated in the body, this activation can be less efficient in some individuals based on age or genetics. Ubiquinol's superior bioavailability is demonstrated in clinical trials. Ubiquinol is now available from Jarrow Formulas. Called QH Absorb, it utilizes the Q Absorb delivery system, which increases CoQ10 levels up to 400% and is 3 to 4 times better absorbed than chewable CoQ10 tablets. CoQ10 supports heart function and, as an antioxidant, protects mitochondrial membranes and cholesterol from oxidation.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Miley Combs. And before we get back to the phones, a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner Chemists. Here are some of the lines. Desert Essence, the entire line, 35% off list. Natrol and Future Biotics, 30% off list, the entire lines. Blue Bonnet, Nature's Way Herbs, the Nature's Way Herbs, Nature's Answer, Green Foods, Health Plus, all full lines, 25% off list price. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. You'll automatically get our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com. And Wilner is spelled with two L's. And the website gives a full list of all sale items, extensive reference material, previous radio shows. And you can place orders there as well. But perhaps the best way is to come to either of our two stores and pick up either a sale flyer or catalog. The Midtown store, 100 Park Avenue, East 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. Okay, we have a bunch of people have questions about Esther C., and let's start with Debbie from Ramsey, New Jersey. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, we're fine. How about yourself?
Okie dokie, thank you. I just had a quick question. Coincidentally, I have a 10-year-old daughter who is susceptible to urinary tract infections, and I heard Dr. Patel mention that it was helpful for pregnant women. Do you think the vitamin C, Esther C, would be beneficial for her?
Well, the study actually didn't treat urine infections. What it did was they used it as a preventative.
Right. Well, that's what, as a matter of fact, he was at sleepaway camp this summer, and unfortunately had two urinary tract infections. When she came home, her doctor put her on a low dose for 3 months of Bactrim.
Well, I mean, that is a standard therapy. I think the dose that was used for vitamin C was actually surprisingly low. It was only 100 milligrams, and that seemed to work for pregnant women. I think if you took 500 milligrams a day, that's certainly going to be an easy, safe amount, and there's not likely to be any harm, particularly if you use one of the non-acid forms, such as ester C.
Okay. So, because, you know, obviously I don't want her on antibiotics forever and a day, so I would like to do some stuff preventatively to help her along with this.
There's a couple of other things that are that could would be helpful for your daughter. Number one would be cranberry. Cranberry
yes.
has a good history. You can use it. We don't recommend cranberry juice because that tends to have a little too much sugar. We
right.
recommend the cranberry extracts. You can get them in tablet form or capsule form. Most companies have a good one. There's a whole, almost all the cranberries you'll get out there will be fairly good products.
Okay.
And there's another one which has just come about the last couple of years. It's called D-mannose. Mannose is technically a sugar, but what it does is it prevents the bacteria from adhering to the walls of the bladder. So. You don't get the setup of the infection, and it seems to be very, very helpful. And there's no downside to the to using the mannose.
Can you spell that?
Letter D and then M A N N O S E. It's available from a few different companies. We have it at Wilner's. Give us a call. Be happy to send it to you.
Okay, great.
Okay, but the other thing you should do is see if there's, I guess you've had your daughter to a urologist, there may be some local issue, because why would she keep getting infections? One way is frequently, you know, women will take baths, and sometimes the bath water is what's causing that. But if that's not the issue, you know, you may want to investigate what it is that's going on. You know, maybe it's a personal hygiene issue or something like that. But you really should have it checked, because it I don't know that there's a real, you know, good reason for her to have these things at her age, 10
yeah,
years old, you know.
She has had renal ultrasounds, two of them, and has had that VCUG, and everything came back normal.
All right. Very good. So. Okay, good luck, Debbie.
All right, thank you very much for your help.
All righty. Next we have Sandra calling from Queens.
Yes.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi. Ms. Combs?
Yes.
I am very allergic to calcium. I get binded, and I've heard quite a few people do. And I've shunned the ester C because of it. When you mention calcium, you use another term with it. Does this not mean that there is not the mineral calcium in it?
Oh, no. We have calcium. There's about 10 milligrams of calcium, or I'm sorry, 60 milligrams of calcium in a 500 milligram tablet.
Me so and Oprah.
If you're adverse to calcium, then...
Oh, you've never heard of people getting binded from it?
No, I haven't heard that.
Money?
Very prevalent problem.
This happens. Yeah. You might just add a little magnesium to counterbalance
the
calcium.
One, I try the one with the magnesium.
Okay.
You know, because years ago I used to take the plain calcium. But then my holistic doctor said I'm over in calcium, you know, in my blood. And I said, well, would that be the reason why I get binded? And he said,
no.
I really don't know.
No.
No, it would not.
No. You get binded because of the form of calcium you take. If you take there are some forms which tend to bind more. For example, calcium carbonate will tend to bind a little more. Calcium citrate will tend to bind much less. So, number one, I would recommend you switch to a calcium citrate. To answer your first questions about ester C and calcium, there's about, if you take 1,000 milligrams of ester C, you're going to have about 100 milligrams of calcium.
Right.
That's not going to bind you. Okay, it's not, calcium ascorbate is not a binding form. calcium carbonate is a binding form. And you're really not allergic to calcium. It's just an effect you're getting. You can't be allergic to calcium. What's happening is you need the calcium, and if you don't take it, you're going to cause yourself some other problems, primarily osteoporosis. So my suggestion is to do what Dr. Podell says. Take much more magnesium. Add magnesium to your diet.
Try that.
But you need to take more. Whatever you tried, you need to take more. If you've tried 200 milligrams of magnesium, you need 4. If you tried 4, you need 8. If you tried 8, you need 12.
But if my blood work shows that I'm over in calcium from my holistic doctor, I mean, doesn't that mean that I don't need it?
No. If what you're doing is measuring the blood level of calcium, and if that's high, that actually needs to be evaluated. The body tends to control the blood level of calcium very closely. If it isn't getting enough, it'll take it out of bone. It's rare that the calcium level is actually too high. It does not mean that you have too much calcium in your body. It means there's something wrong in the endocrine balance or in some other aspects of the body if the blood calcium level is, in fact, high. So that if it is high, you need to have it worked up further. Now, whether the holistic doctor is really using the same blood tests as the standard doctors use, I don't know. But if it's too high on a standard blood test, you need further medical evaluation.
Okay. This for a lamb. I and Oprah, she had Dr. Oz on, and he prescribed calcium for her. I mean, you know, a lot of people know this. And she said, please, no, I go marbles. What do you mean? She said, I get very constipated. And I says, oh, God, another person? No, but I just thought, you know.
But that doesn't mean that you don't take calcium. You know, you need to figure a way to get unbound. And one nice, simple, easy way is using magnesium.
Right, and you just can keep raising the magnesium dose until you start going, because magnesium does that.
Yeah, I do take magnesium separately, and I took it together, and I eat almonds and whatever. I mean, I've been into holistic medicine for about 30 years.
Okay, if you want to find out your calcium status, one way is to have a bone density done.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably a good idea. See if you, if your bone density is good.
Yeah, and what about the luncheon, Arnie,
It's going to be November 4th.
Okay, good.
You keep listening. I had a little doodad I was going to talk about it a little later.
Right.
But the luncheon will be November 4th.
At a regular restaurant, not a hotel.
No, it'll be a restaurant, probably around the Times Square area. They're in the final stages of getting one set up. Our account executive, Dawn Ellison, told me.
Yeah, the first time you had it at the Hyatt, I was instrumental in getting you.
We had it at the Hyatt. And
you know me when you see me.
Oh, okay.
My husband Mario comes in for me. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll be in. Thank you so much.
All right, Sandra.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Okay. See, Miley, I told you we'd have some interesting questions.
Wow, yeah, that one was a different one than I've gotten before.
Okay, our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call if you have any questions about vitamin C or ester C or anything else related to nutrition. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Miley Combs, and we'll be back after these messages.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus, with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system, has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of of CoQ10. Specially processed both water and fat-soluble Country Life's Q-Gel, CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Sometimes you get more than you bargain for. That's what happened to our friends at NTI, the people who make ProPax and NT Factor. They were trying to develop a weight loss product. One of the things they did was to combine NT Factor, which, as you know, has been shown to boost mitochondrial function, with the food extract Phaseolus vulgaris from white kidney beans. They anticipated a product that would result in improved blood sugar regulation, increased cellular metabolism, with support for mood and energy. In other words, a product that would help people lose weight. Well, they got that and more. It turns out that this unique combination actually functions as an appetite suppressant. It reduced cravings and reduced the urge to overeat. Initial clinical trials were so surprisingly positive that they decided to introduce the product, which they call Healthy Curb, right away. Because it works. And because it works, they want you to try it. If you need to lose weight and have been looking for something to help control appetite, this is it. No stimulants, no herbs. Healthy Curb from the ProPax and NT Factor people, now available at Wilner Chemists at an introductory special offer you can't turn down.
And that introductory special offer is this special incentive to try this product. Wilner Chemist is offering Healthy Curb in either the 90 or the 180 size at 30% off list price. That's Healthy Curb from the NT Factor folks at 30% off.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay. What would be the ideal supplement for weight loss support? Well, it should help to increase metabolism. It should help improve mood. It should help metabolize fats and protein for energy. And it should help neutralize carbohydrates and control blood sugar swings. Is there such a product? Yeah. It's called Slenderite, and it's from Natrol. How does Slenderite do all of this? Well, Natrol did it by developing a powerful blend of the following key ingredients: Phase 2 starch neutralizer, green tea extract, EGCG, 5-HTP, chromium, and caffeine. Just 2 tablets twice a day with meals. Slenderite is the comprehensive effective aid for weight loss that you've been looking for. To burn excess calories and boost metabolism while controlling blood sugar and mood swings, try Slenderite from Natrol. Slenderite Carb Intercept. In fact, the entire Natrol line on sale now at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Okay, and before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multi-line of supplements, available at Wilner Chemists. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, let's get back to the phones and say hello to Francis calling from Clifton, New Jersey.
Hi there, long-time listener, first-time caller. I have a question about vitamin C. I was concerned about renal stones. I used to take 500 milligrams of ascorbic acid, and I used to take that daily, and I don't have a history of renal stones myself, but my doctor was a little concerned. He said it's better to take orange juice. So I was just wondering... Was there any concern about, you know, the ester C and the formation of renal stones?
Anything, Miley? Dr. Podell.
Yeah. There is a kind of a kidney stone called oxalic acid.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, that particular kind of kidney stone is not the most common kind of stone,
mm-hmm.
but vitamin C, when you take it, tends to increase the absorption of oxalic acid.
Okay.
It's particularly a problem people with Crohn's disease and certain other conditions.
Okay.
So that high doses of vitamin C, in any form,
mm-hmm.
will tend to increase the absorption of it. And if that's the kind of stone that you tend to get, that would make get worse. Yeah. I don't think it has any negative effect on the other kind of standard stones, okay, uric acid or calcium phosphate or whatever.
Okay.
So that's a subgroup.
Okay.
And as far as orange juice being safer, really it's just a matter of how much vitamin C. You're not going to get as much vitamin C out of a glass of orange juice as you will of, say, taking several thousand milligrams vitamin C.
Right. Well, so I haven't had any problems with kidney stones myself, but the way it came up, I mean, sometimes I get cystitis, you know, and he was just concerned. I guess they were just doing like a whole renal workup on me, but the problem with the cystitis has subsided ever since I've been, believe it or not, ever since I've been eating yogurt with active cultures. I guess maybe it just kind of corrected the pH of, you know, the environment and, you know, the urinary tract. And but also, what about the bioavailability of the ester C, which I think you said was it dicalcium? I forgot what salt she said it was.
No, Miley, the question is the bioavailability of the ester C.
Well, we show that our last study showed that it's about 1.5 times higher in the white blood cells, and we haven't specifically looked at any other tissues. That'll be in some future studies, but we do know that ester C actually goes in to the white blood cells in the system at a higher level. And another thing that we've seen preliminarily, and we haven't followed up on this yet, but it also results in less urinary oxalate compared to ascorbic acid. And so I know that that also goes into forming some of the stones that get formed in the body. And so that might be another benefit of ester C that we need to investigate further. So,
yeah. If somebody had a history of, say, kidney stones, or someone was really concerned about this, your doctor could simply measure the 24-hour urine output of oxalic acid.
Okay.
One could do it before starting vitamin C. One could do it afterward.
Okay.
It's a bit of a pain, but basically it's only that small subgroup with high oxalic acid that's really going to be at risk for the kidney stones.
Okay, yeah. It's sort of like, you know, they get like a baseline oxalic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much for the information. I'm definitely going to check out the Wilner window and probably order the product.
Okay. Thanks, Francis.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All righty. 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Next, we have Bob calling from Trumbull, Connecticut.
Yes, thank you. Does it make any difference what manufacturer you buy your ester C from? Because there's so many people making it.
Well, actually, we just talked about that a little bit earlier. Nature's Bounty bought the ester C company. And when you're talking about the ester C raw material, it actually comes from one location in Prescott, Arizona, that makes all of the ester C. And then other companies in the past have purchased that as a raw material and made various tablets, and you had a bunch of different Natrol and other GNC and things selling ester C. But what MBTY has done is gone back to the original business model, and now only the MBTY companies will be selling ester C, and I think it'll make choices a lot easier for the consumer because we'll have only the American Health brand, and I believe Solgar also has a couple of ester C products in the health food stores. And so you won't be seeing a lot of different brands of ester C anymore. You'll just be seeing mainly the American Health and the Solgar.
That'd be great because it's confusing. There's
confusing.
So much out there.
Right.
Yeah.
But actually, all of the ester C is made right here in Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah, right around the corner from where Miley is right now.
Right, right.
All right, can I ask one quick question about L-tryptophan?
Sure.
How much should you take to help you sleep before you go to bed?
Anywhere probably from 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams as a start.
And just take it with a little carbohydrates.
Take it with carbohydrates and not protein around that time. So ideally you take it with something like a little orange juice.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Bob, thanks for calling. Okay, and next we have Laura calling from Short Hills, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a little confused about C. For years, I've taken ester C. I used to read Linus Pauling's books and all.
Right.
And he always said, take it until you hit the diarrhea point, then back up a little bit, and that was the amount you needed. But let me just say it's been good to me, but It burned my stomach. I have a sensitive stomach, and I think I had a little tiny ulcer from taking a lot during the time when I had cancer. But and then I went to ecstasy. But I have varicose veins, and I know that C is good for the capillaries and this protection of the veins. And I had some shots in my leg recently by a podiatrist of triacetylene acetone. It's a form of alcohol, he said, that would help the Martin's neuroma. And then my legs just swelled up in the veins, something terrible. So I went to ecstasy. But I'm wondering, which is easier on my stomach, but I'm wondering if I'm getting the same effect as I would or protection to the veins, and I hope that's right, maybe you'll help me with that, that I would get from the regular C, maybe with the magnesium, which would sort of modify it.
Yes, you're taking 500 milligrams of vitamin C, whether...
No, I'm taking 2,000 at least.
Well, right, but okay, I'm sorry. So whatever the dose that you're taking... You're getting that exact amount of vitamin C from the ester C. So even though there's some other things in there, you're still getting 500 milligrams of vitamin C plus all of those other added, the calcium and the metabolites and things. So you're still going to get that same level, if not better protection, because ester C has been shown to get into the tissues better, which would help with those endothelial tissue aspects.
Yes. Well, okay. Now, I take it with the bioflavonoids, and I'm wondering, will that be, when you say that the source will be inhibited, we won't be able to get to any but yours. Ecstasy, I thought it had a, what do you call it, it was across the counter. You could buy it anywhere.
Right.
And I want the bioflavonoids because I think those are very good to make with, put with the C.
It absolutely is.
It makes it more effective. Is that correct?
Yeah, it helps with absorption. Studies have shown that, and American Health does offer several forms of ester C with bioflavonoids, both with and without bioflavonoids, so that won't go away. You'll still have that choice.
Okay, and it is, I am right in thinking that it is good with in the venous system. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
And capillaries, et cetera, et cetera.
Very good for the whole circulatory system.
So I'll have to go to your brand only to get those things from now on?
No. No, you can get it from Esther's, from American Health. You can get it from Solgar, and then it'll probably be available from a couple of other companies that are also owned by NBTY.
Yes,
but not from the houses, the vitamin houses that you
probably not. Well, I don't know if you can. If they have American Health, sure.
Right.
If can they, always get if it. I'm sorry.
And they will be available there.
Can always get it from Wilner's.
Okay, but once I buy something that has ester C, it's the same everywhere. Is that correct?
Ester C is ester C, yes.
Yes.
It's the same ingredient, no matter whether it's a capsule, a tablet, or who, you know, puts their label. They might have a different ingredient. Some people put rose hips. Some people put bioflavonoids, quercetin. Some people don't put anything. Sometimes you can get it as a powder that's just plain ester C. But the ester C is always the same. And it always comes from the same manufacturing facility.
Could I ask
we're coming to the end of this first hour of the Wilner Window. If you want to hang on, you'd be glad. We'll be glad to take your questions at about 6 minutes after 3. So you're welcome to stay on, Laura. As is Joe from Long Beach, Long Island. You can stay on the line as well, and we'll get to you. Miley, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me and giving me the opportunity to talk with everybody about ester C. I've really enjoyed it.
All right. Do it again sometime.
Hey, thank you.
Okay. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite line of multivitamin supplements. See you at 6:30.
Draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.